Out and about in Western agriculture. The UC Davis project analyzing wastewater from wineries then looked to see how that water could react with soils around the state. UC Davis junior specialist Maya Bulo says their water recycling project was two parts.
We did a winery wastewater survey that looked at wastewater over a two-year period at 18 wineries around California, which was sort of a survey and a characterization study. So they would send us samples, which we analyzed every month from these 18 wineries. And the other side of it is actually a lab study where we used three different soil types and applied these different solutions to them and observed how they behaved and how the water movement changed.
Bulo says the water reuse is starting to become more popular on wineries.
Especially for the wine industry where a lot of this treatment happens on site, the opportunity to treat and reuse without having to go through a municipal system is very accessible. And the stream of the wastewater, it comes from inside the winery itself. So usually that just means that it has come in contact with barrels and bottles and other parts of the wine making process, most of which are very clean, they're sanitized. And so the wastewater stream often doesn't contain as many harmful compounds as other food processing industries.
Stay with AgNet West to find out which soil reacted the best with new water cleaning trends. I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNet West.